You guys know Fleet Bank. You know Fleet Bank, right? Yeah, it's a big bank, and they fuck me over. Yeah, a big... You know how sometimes you'll have a credit card, and you'll max it out? And then you'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to pay it. I'm just going to put it on a shelf and spend my money not on the interest, but on CDs and stuff. Fleet Bank is like, hey, can we have our money? And you're like, no, I don't have that much, and I'd rather not. And they're like, how about we settle? How about you give us part of the money, and then the rest we forget about? And I'm like, that's the deal I was waiting for. Yes, let's do that. That sounds great. And so we did that, and then about 3 or 4 months later, I get a phone call from somebody that's like, hey, Fleet sold the rest of your debt to us, and if you don't give us the money, we will sue you and you'll owe us thousands of dollars. I was like, wow, that's pretty bad. So I had to pay. But also when they called, I was like, you know what? This is going to be a funny conversation. I should record it. And so I have a conversation of the creditor calling me that I wanted to play for you, and then a letter that I wrote to Fleet Bank. So here is the conversation. I'm going to step to the computer.
You will be held responsible for the difference, which is $521.
Will I have to go to jail?
No, we just need to work out arrangements to get it taken care of.
Can I instead go to jail?
Unfortunately, we see these banks do this kind of stuff all the time. And it's horrible that they do something, they tell someone they can settle it, they don't give them the information in writing that they know that they need.
But if I do go to court and I do then prove that I was tricked by them, do I then get ownership of Fleet Bank?
No, you weren't tricked by them. The client now is Collect America, so you know they're the one that purchased it from Collect America.
Uh-huh.
I will go.
Can I buy that debt from Collect America?
No.
There's no way for me to take the debt of myself onto myself?
It's your debt. You can't buy your own debt.
Come on. Isn't there something you could do?
No.
Because I can countersue, can't I?
No.
I can't countersue?
Against whom?
Whoever.
The Fleet?
No, whatever.
Thanks. So this is the letter that I wrote Fleet. Dear Fleet, you guys are fuckers. I settled a debt with you and you didn't send me a confirmation letter knowing that I then can't prove that we settled and therefore fuck me. And then you sold the rest of the debt to some jag off of a lender. It's something they say on TV, I don't know why. That's terrible. You should be ashamed of yourselves. As the 7th largest bank in the world, you should be setting an example. If your parents were alive and not buildings and numbers, they would disown you. And to get this call a week before Christmas. I'm not even Christian and I'm offended. Sadly, I have no recourse. There's nothing I can do. If I don't pay, you kill my family. I think that is a disgraceful threat for a bank to make. I'm not saying you made it, but I think that Fleet Bank would make it. What other terrible things do I think Fleet Bank would do? Here they are. You would release Saddam Hussein and give him weapons of mass destruction. But not before using all your money to make him into an unstoppable robotic super soldier. And you claim to hate Muslims? You would try to replace the lovable Santa Claus with Christmas Hitler. And finally, you would run a misleading ad campaign about date rape that made it sound cool. Fleet Bank, you should be ashamed for all the things I made up that you would do. Thanks.